Students at a North Carolina high school have elected a convicted felon to be their student council president this fall. The election of 17-year-old Curtis Prudhomme has divided the small town. His supporters say he is an example of redemption and the value of a second chance. Critics wonder why he was allowed to run in the first place. Lita Hartman reports.
In many ways, Shelby, North Carolina, is a typical southern town, set in the rolling hills west of Charlotte, a town of stately Victorians and decrepit bungalows, shady streets, and suburban sprawl. With 25,000 residents, Shelby is still small enough so that just about everybody knows each other. That's why many people remember when Curtis Prudhomme helped rob Chen's Chinese restaurant twice. He was 13 years old.
I was a young man and I had made a terrible mistake, and now I see that it wasn't worth making that mistake now. So I can just only move forward and, you know, try to succeed and do the best that I can do now.
But for restaurant owner Michael Cheng, moving on has been difficult.
They pointed a gun to one of my female hostess.
Did they point the gun at you too?
Yeah, yes. Right in front of my face. And then tell me that, give me the money, give me the money, give me the F money, you know.
Today, Prudhomme is 17, a slightly built, serious young black man with braided hair and the beginnings of a beard. He has walked a painstaking road to rectify his life. He was tried as an adult, pleaded guilty to robbery, and put on intensive parole. After he was caught smoking pot and violating his curfew, he spent 9 months at a youth reformatory. Then, last summer, after his release, Prudhomme went to Shelby High School with his mother and asked if he could attend.
Because I want an education. I want to be aware of the things. There's so many things going on out in society now, and I like to address different issues myself. So I want to be able to contain the knowledge just as much as every other student has the opportunity to.
Shelby High is a school of about 800 students, half African American and half white. It's known for its rigorous academics. Prudhomme has held his own. He has a 3.0 average, is on the college track, and is active in the school drama program. On Sundays, he directs the choir at a local church. Merriman Nichols is the faculty advisor for the student council. She says Prudhomme has motivated her to stay in teaching and has motivated other students.
It inspires them that, hey, you know, Curtis did it, why can't I? Curtis became student president. Why can't I do good? Curtis made his grades come up. Why can't I do that? He is a positive role model for these children.
Not all the students knew about Prudhomme's conviction, but his campaign speech was persuasive. He got 54% of the vote, beating out three other candidates. Yet the decision to let him run was fraught with questions. Dr. Bill Anderson, Shelby High's principal, made the call.
The decision to allow him to run was based on the content of his character as a student this year at Shelby High School. It didn't go back to look at his record to something that occurred 3.5 years ago. It went more to the young man who's a student here now and has shown us that he can be quite a leader. I do regret that it has created such divisiveness.
For Shelby residents, Prudhomme's election has raised questions about the kind of standards set for young people and about who has a say in the public schools. School board member Richard Hooker.
This is not just about Curtis, unfortunately. It's about values and it's about perspectives. It's about differences in views personally and professionally and ethically in the community. It's about those who have long traditions with the school systems versus those who are just casual observers.
There's mixed opinion among students, too. While some say Prudhomme isn't a good role model, most support him, regardless of his record, and say it's the grown-ups who are having problems with the election, not them. Some parents, though, say the adults must set the standards. At a recent school board meeting, Larry Wilson said it was too early to tell whether Curtis Prudhomme had turned around for good. Wilson asked that Prudhomme be removed from office.
Damage has been done to the reputation of the high school and the system by this decision, and as a parent of four children who have been or still are in the school system, and as a past graduate myself, I'm concerned about the message that you send to all of our children if you fail to act on this.
The school board has decided to let Prudhomme serve out his term, but it has also directed the school administration to tighten up its policy so this situation won't come up again. That compromise hasn't pleased everyone. Crime victim and restaurant owner Michael Cheng is so unhappy he's taking his two children out of Shelby High School and sending them elsewhere. Meanwhile, Margie Petty, who has four sons in the school system, is concerned that if the policy gets stricter, other at-risk kids may not be able to follow in Prudhomme's footsteps.
I mean, what about the kids that have already made a mistake and they are influenced by courage to change? So where do they go? Nowhere. So that just discourages other kids. What's the use of trying?
And lurking in the background are charges of racism from both sides. Some of Prudhomme's supporters say if he were a white student, he wouldn't have been criticized. Some opponents say that because he's black, school officials won't remove him and risk being called politically incorrect. Meanwhile, Curtis Prudhomme knows the whole town of Shelby will be watching him over the next school year. And he knows what he wants them to say when his term as student council president is up.
Wow. Like, man, you know, he really got in there and he stepped up to the leadership position. And, you know, Shelby High School has really been elevated to another level.
How well he does may have an impact not just on other struggling kids, but on how the community deals with them in the future. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Shelby, North Carolina.